Present Kenneth Williams, Clement Freud, Peter Jones, and Amy MacDonald in Just a Minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much indeed. Welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once again, we're delighted to welcome back Amy MacDonald to pit her feminine wiles against our three tough male exponents of the game. And I'm going to ask them to speak once more, if they can, for just 1 minute on some unlikely subject, without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. And according to how well they do this, or otherwise, they will gain points, or their opponents will. And we'll begin the show this week with Amy MacDonald. How to live to be 100 years old. Can you talk on that subject for just 1 minute, starting now?
Well, you should know about that better than
Someone
I do.
Someone has challenged you before you've even started, Clement Freud. Why?
I was being gallantly chivalrous.
And because I disagree with your challenge, you, Amy MacDonald, gains a point, and that shows Clement
Freud.
It is. And before we've only gone 2 seconds, and Amy MacDonald has 1 point. Amy, the subject is still how to live to be 100 years old, starting now.
I think if you want to live to be 100 years old, you have to be very careful about things like food and sleep. You have to eat all the right things, and you have to go to bed early and get up early. You know the old saying, early to bed, early to rise. Makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise, and I suppose very old too. Because if you do all that, you see, then you obviously have a lot of time to regenerate yourself and make things a little easier, and therefore life becomes a lot easier and very simpler to live, you see.
Peter Jones, a challenge, why?
Repetition of easier.
Oh, yes.
Yes, it could have been. Why did you wait till then, Peter?
Well, you
felt your chivalry couldn't last out to the end of the minute.
No, I thought their chivalry was probably fading on the other side there, and I'd better get in.
Ah, yes. It's a very true thought. You have to decide when the other people are going to be ceased to be chivalrous. Peter, yeah, I agree with your challenge. It was a repetition of easier. So there are 25 seconds left for you to take over the subject and, of course, a point as well. And how to live to be 100 years old, starting now.
Breathing, of course, is vitally important. Take long, deep, easy breaths. And if you can continue this for approximately 360,500 days, including holidays, Sundays, and every other day, and leap year.
Clement Freud has challenged. Why?
Repetition of day. Days.
365 days, yes, and a day. That's right. I got so confused because of the Sundays and the Mondays.
The producer says it was day and then days.
And Sunday.
Day and then days. What a difficult thing to have to judge.
Yes, I think the producer's right, actually. Now. I think back
well, Peter,
on it.
As you think the producer's right, then obviously I disagree with... No, the producer says it was days and days, so Clement Freud, I disagree with the challenge, so that means that Peter Jones gets another point. There are 5 seconds left for how to live to be 100 years old, starting now.
Eating, of course, is also an important...
Clement Freud, why...
The repetition of course.
Yes, there wasn't, of course, before, I'm afraid. So Clement's being very tough. There's 3 seconds to go on that round. He gains a point for that. And how to live to be 100 years old, Clement, starting now.
The problem really starts when you're 99 years old.
The whistle, which is burned by Ian Messiter, tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that particular moment gains an extra point. And this occasion it was, once again, Clement Freud. And at the end of that round, he's in the lead, alongside Peter Jones with 2 points, and Amy MacDonald has one, and Kenneth Williams has yet to score, in fact, he's yet to speak. But he's looking very hopeful over there. I'm afraid it's
Peter. You should have added, I'm looking modest.
You're looking very modest with a little thing in your lapel. I don't know what it is.
It means that I've won the blue riband.
Yes, I didn't know. Your listeners will probably wonder. He has a blue ribbon in his buttonhole. We thought he was the prefect for the week. That was all. Peter Jones, will you begin the next round? And still on the same theme, obviously, hundreds and thousands. Can you talk about that subject? 60 seconds, starting now.
picture, if you can, an old-fashioned kitchen of perhaps the latter part of the last century, with a Welsh dresser, cupboards, drawers, shelves full of glasses, bottles, and boxes containing ground almonds, Valencia balls, currants, sultanas, raisins, and hundreds of thousands. This is obviously the workroom of someone who is dedicated to the ancient art of cake baking. Fruit cakes and the like. Puddings, perhaps, might also be included in the menu of this household. And very fortunate.
Oh, Amy McDonald's challenge, why?
What do you call it? Deviation.
Why?
Well, he's talking about houses and cupboards
baking.
And shelves and things like that. It's got nothing to do with hundreds of thousands, has it?
Well, I couldn't take them one at a time.
No, but I think he'd well established that hundreds and thousands was only one ingredient of all his baking, and he was on the baking and in his houses, Amy. So I agree with your challenge, and so you gain a point.
Oh. Thank you.
And you take over the subject with 14 seconds to go, hundreds and thousands starting now.
If you want to bake a cake, you take a bowl, you see, and in the bowl you put some flour.
Peter Jones has challenged, right?
Repetition of bowl.
Yes, I quite agree. You only want one bowl for the cake, Amy, and you had two there.
Oh, dear.
So there are 8 seconds there for you, Peter, having it. Another point, and hundreds of thousands is back with you starting now.
You take one bowl and a spoon and possibly a dozen eggs and some...
Peter Jones started with the subject and finished with it, and he gained an extra point for speaking when the whistle went, and now he has a lead of 2 at the end of that round over everybody else. And Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Still on the same theme, the 100 days. Can you talk on that subject for 60 seconds starting now?
I presume this, of course, refers to the return from Elba of Nap or Bonaparte. Or Napoleon, whichever you prefer to call him. And he deposed, you know, Louis XVIII. And, of course, his chief of police was Fouché. Now, of course, he was found in his cupboard with a woman
Peter
in
Jones
a compromising position. She had
repetition of course.
So they said, you get out of the cupboard. Because obviously, you know, she was standing there in only her bra, and him being the chief of secret police, they thought we can't act. What's the matter? What is it? What is it?
Peter Jones is determined to have you for of course, which you repeated a little while back.
But she done about half a dozen also.
No, all I'm right. Peter Jones. Oh, sorry.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Take that wig off. She's putting on her things.
Just because they're sitting close together. As it was so long ago, I better put it to the audience. Let them.
No, no, Peter Jones was perfectly correct. He would never challenge frivolously. You're quite right.
Well, I appreciate...
Yes, no, no, I'd rather it was done that way, I do assure you. Don't give them any chance. Don't give them a chance. You're just throwing it open to mob rule, mate.
As you have
know
now...
about the French Revolution.
No, I'd repeat it, of course, earlier, you see, yes, so it was fresh in my mind, the phrase.
And as you've now worked them up beautifully into a mob, they're entirely on your side, so you know that if I put it to them, they'd be for you, and you are being very generous in saying, give it to Peter Jones, because it was accurate. Peter, you have... you buzzed, actually, when there were 34 seconds left. We didn't start the clock again. You have another point, the 100 days starting now.
So Napoleon gathered together the remnants of an army and marched into Belgium, where fortunately there awaiting him were the armies of Poland and England. And they were led by the Duke of Wellington, who, with the rest of his military advisers, had been the previous night at the famous ball given by the Duchess of Richmond. And fresh the following morning...
Peter Jones was speaking when the whistle went, gained the extra point. And what a lot of history we're learning today, yes. I felt then, like the audience, did you feel we were just about hanging on? Would he get the word out before he was buzzed through? Amy MacDonald, we're back with you, which is always a delightful thought. And the subject that EMS has thought of, making excuses. That is the subject. 60 seconds starting now.
I think it's quite wrong, really, to make excuses for things that really don't need making excuses.
Kenneth Williams,
why I think it's quite wrong, really. Really need making excuses.
At the beginning of the programme, I talked about chivalry and gallantry, Kenneth. And after 5 seconds, I hope we have a little bit more. I don't think we should allow that, do you? I'm making an excuse for Amy MacDonald because it's on the card.
Oh, I'll turn up in a blonde wig next week.
Never mind, darling. I'll do something for you sometime, okay?
You'll have to make a few excuses for him, that's all.
Yes, probably.
Amy, the subject is still making excuses, and there are 54 seconds left, starting now.
Yes. I think it's very nice to make excuses for other people, but some people, you see, are inclined to make excuses...
Kenneth Williams.
Other people and some people, two people.
Other people and some people.
They're different people completely.
Well, Amy, you had a point last time. This time I must give it to Kenneth because it was a correct challenge. And Kenneth, you have a point now, and there are 46 seconds for making excuses starting now.
This is one of the ways of explaining away bad behaviour. Now, very often in our lives, someone will say, What are you up to? And you say, oh, I was just adjusting my raincoat. Whereas, in actual fact, you might have been doing something quite other. Concealing, perhaps, something from the eyes of the customer.
Clement Freud, why...
Repetition of something.
Yes, you did have something before. So you're doing something else and something.
Well, I get you outside.
Clement Freud, I agree with your challenge. You get a point. 20 seconds for making excuses starting now.
Suppose you were walking down Regent Street on a hot day and something became unstuck in your clothing.
You know, Kenneth changes. He's very much a chameleon in just a minute. One minute he's so generous to his little friend next to him, Clement Freud. So you have 11 seconds for making excuses starting now.
The other, of course...
Clement Freud challenge one.
Repetition of course. He does tend to say of course.
I don't think he said it on this occasion.
All the time.
He hasn't said it in this particular round of just a minute, I don't think. So, Kenneth, you have 9 minutes making excuses.
9 minutes?
Up.
Well, Kenneth. There's no hurry.
You needn't go for 9 minutes, it's all right. I'll take that back and say you can go for 9 seconds, making excuses starting now.
Dear sir or madam, I cannot attend your function and I have no wish to hand the prizes to your rather dreary children.
On this occasion, Kenneth Williams is speaking with the whistle when he gained the extra point. At the end of that round, Kenneth Williams is just behind Peter Jones. Clement Freud and Amy are equal in third place. And Peter Jones, it's your turn to begin. The subject, my giddy aunt. Would you talk to us about her or that subject for 60 seconds, starting now?
She was born in Wolverhampton. And when she was 18 years of age, she met a young man about 2 years her senior. And they had a brief romance, which was nipped in the bud by their respective parents. So her future fiancé left Staffordshire, and in fact these shores, and went abroad, round the world, several times, on
Kenneth Williams' challenge, why?
Repetition, they left these shores, they went abroad, it's repetition, it's both saying the same thing.
Left these shores, went abroad. That's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, it's perfectly all right. It was a very good try, but I disagree with the challenge. He's got to keep going on his giddy aunt, and he was doing that successfully. 30 seconds. Another point to you, Peter. My giddy aunt starting now.
Returning in the early part of the 1920s, when he, returning to his home...
Clement Freud.
Repetition of returning.
That's right, yes, he was returning and returning again. So, Clement Freud, you have a point. There are 22 seconds, my giddy aunt, starting now.
The first time my aunt tried this was on a hurdy-gurdy on the outskirts of Stafford, which is not far from Wolverhampton, paying a token sum to sit...
Peter Jones is challenged.
Staffordshire. Is it in Staffordshire or outside it? Or is it in Wolverhampton? Where is it?
This is not a quiz game. It's called...
Well, he's talking about my aunt, and I want to be rather...
No.
There's a very good challenge, Peter. Actually, you see, the subject is my giddy aunt. So once you or Clement Freud says my giddy aunt, it does become Clement's giddy aunt.
You mean his aunt lives in Staffordshire as well?
Yes.
No,
in now you realize why yours was so, you now realize why yours was so giddy, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. It was incorrect challenge, Peter, so Clement Freud has another point. 10 seconds, my giddy aunt, starting now.
Her second bout of giddiness was caused by a fall from the post office tower. She had mounted... Going by...
Kenneth Williams is
deviation. I do not believe he had any aunt who fell from the post office tower.
I'm inclined to
agree with you, Kenneth.
It
certainly would have been recorded, wouldn't it, Nick?
Yes. And I'm inclined to agree with you, Kenneth, so I give you a point and the subject, 3 seconds, my giddy aunt, starting now.
She went round and round like a top and I said to her, for goodness sake, come still, you great fool, otherwise you'll land up in the moat. We were on the battleship, the castle. Commence of the castle, I meant to say, not ship. Kenneth. And of course, can you...
You've been challenged by your friend
repetition.
Next door.
Around and around,
yes, Clement. So very cleverly, you've got the subject back, so you get the points that you were sad about. 1 second left, my giddy aunt, starting now.
Up one side, ways along, sir.
So by very sharp listening, Clement Freud came in just before the whistle again.
And I mean, he's in the lead.
He's definitely in the lead, just ahead of Peter Jones. You're only 1 point behind Peter Jones, though, who's in second place.
Oh, thanks.
Well, you never know. You might suddenly... It's your turn to begin. Oh, and what a perfect subject that we have for you now. Doing my nut. And if you haven't already done it, will you please do it now?
This refers...
No, wait a minute. 60 seconds, starting now.
This, of course, refers to those occasions when I swept away by my enormous enthusiasm for a certain subject, tear a passion to tatters, so to speak. And what better way to do it than to take hold of the immortal passage. To speak the speech I pray, as I pronounce it, shiver down the tower, not in the mouth that has some of your players, you are, but cannot but make the decisions with the center of which one is out.
You've been challenged by Peter Jones.
What for?
Don't know, I'll find out.
I can't hear what he says.
You want to get a death aid, mate? What is this, a program for geriatrics or something?
They can't hear what he says.
If it's incomprehensible, it must be wrong.
Now, this is the great problem here. You see, I give him one of the...
Great problem? There's no problem. You've got an invalid over there.
Beautiful. It's very bad taste to make fun of a physical infirmity.
Yes. You've got a young, virile member of your panel here, mate.
There's no need to boast.
The adrenaline's flowing through me. Throbbing with it. Come on, give me my subject back.
You have well illustrated, Kenneth, that doing my nut, you've illustrated the subject, but if you go on illustrating it any further, which is incomprehensible to us, then there might be a reason for deviation. But as you've illustrated it thoroughly well, 22 seconds left, starting now.
King Charles's head is also a term given to the same kind of obsessive enthusiasm. And indeed, when I cast my mind back to that incredible scene in Whitehall when Bishop Truxton said to him, "What, sire, are your last words?" He replied, "I go from a corrupt kingdom."
Well, Kenneth Williams started with the subject, doing my nut. He did his nut extremely well, kept going, finished with the subject.
That means I'm in the lead. No. Go on. Go on. Admit it.
Actually, Kenneth Williams is in the lead alongside his friend Clement Freud.
Oh, what is lovely.
Amy MacDonald, it's your turn to begin. And the subject is why I enjoy dancing the can-can. And this is the last subject, by the way, because we don't have any more time after this. Will you start now?
The thing I enjoy most about dancing the can-can is really the music, I suppose. It makes you want to dance, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Clement Freud, you've
tried. Repetition of da. Oh!
No, they're on different notes.
Yes. they were different da's, weren't they? Yes.
Yes, one was a D, actually.
Yes, but I'm afraid there were so many da's, I really can't allow you to get away with it, Amy. So, and as it's neck and neck at the lead, I have to say, Clement Freud, you have another point, 50 seconds, why I enjoy dancing the can-can.
I enjoy dancing the can-can because it is the only...
Yes, he couldn't go on, could he? Yes, it is the only. And you have another point, Amy, I'm delighted to say. And there are 47 seconds. Why I enjoy dancing the can-can starting now.
Also the swish of the skirts, which creates the most gorgeous smell of material.
Kenneth Williams, why have you challenged?
It was disgusting, I don't know. I'm getting a load of filth about skirts swishing and smelling. What a...
Quite right. Quite right.
Disgusting.
It depends on the type of nose you have. It's
yes,
it's a different
it's so
type of
rude.
Smell. Right, Amy, you have another point because we disagree with that challenge, all of us, and there are 40 seconds for why I enjoy dancing the can-can starting now.
Also, you are allowed to shout, which is something that one really always feels like doing when one is dancing. But the trouble is one is not often allowed to. And in the can-can, it is part of the dance. And there's a lovely sensation of whooping and hollering and kicking your heels up all at the same time and the swishing of the skirts, and it's most exhilarating.
Peter Jones is challenged.
Repetition of swishing.
Yeah, but as she also repeated and about 44 times, I don't...
Well, I ignore the and.
I know.
But I took exception to the swishing.
As they could have come in before
well,
that,
well, that's their
see.
Fault. They weren't paying attention. They're arguing among themselves about some other topic altogether. Probably
I
the
think it's...
Cricket or something.
Only fair, as they restrained on the ands, you should have restrained on the swishing, and I give Amy another point to keep the subject with her. 19 seconds. Why I enjoy dancing the can-can, Amy, starting now.
It also goes on for a considerable length of time. And I used to enjoy dancing it much more than I do now, because at one time I was very young, and this is when I really enjoyed it. The older you get, obviously, the harder it is, you see. When...
Peter Jones has challenged, why?
I feel that's a personal remark directed at me. I just take exception to it. It's rather ungracious, I feel. I've abandoned my button. I've abandoned my button altogether.
Well, as you've abandoned your button, obviously you don't want the subject, and Amy McDonald, I must keep it and get another point.
Is it me again?
You again.
Oh, wait a minute.
Just a minute. Do you want to think of something?
No, it's all right. Now I'm ready to go.
Well, we've almost got to the end of the show. I mean, can't you
okay,
wait?
Okay.
Right.
Would you like to relax for a little while? Come back again in half an hour or so. We could go out and have a spot of lunch.
At the present moment, if we've still got time for the show, there are 3 seconds for why I enjoy dancing the can-can, Amy, starting now.
I don't really know why I enjoy it, because really it's the hardest
dance. Kenneth Williams has challenged, why?
No, she doesn't know why. She knows why. Why don't you shut up and let me do it?
Well, I don't think anybody in the audience wants her to shut up. I'm not going to ask her to shut up. And there are...
Half a second
for Amy McDonald on
there
one.
There are half a second. What's happened to you and your grandma?
I was looking at Amy McDonald. That's what happened to me. Half a second for you, Amy, to do what you like, starting now.
You have to be really...
Well, I'm afraid we have no more time. It's a pity but it's a very interesting result, actually, because Amy McDonald, who actually was very, very clever in that last round, I mean, she never hesitated, she never repeated herself, and she certainly didn't deviate, because if she did, I didn't notice it. And she has leapt from fourth place into fourth place. only 1 point behind Peter Jones, who was in third place, who was only 1 point behind Kenneth Williams, who was in second place, who was only 1 point behind our leader, Clement Freud, who was the winner. And I think that was a very fair result. 1 point separating them all, with Clement Freud the winner. We do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. And from all of us here, goodbye.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.